Well, that leads on to the next question. What is fake? The virus, the test, the treatment? Could you address that, please, as you wish?
So I suppose the thing is we have beautiful immune systems, and this is the ninth pan or eighth pandemic, right? The next one that's coming, they're going to call Marburg, which is a type of Ebola, which I talked about last year in their agenda of having multiple pandemics. And so what it will be, it could be that the symptoms of the booster or the next influenza vaccination will give bleeding, like you say. And the Marburg virus causes hemorrhagic fever, which is bleeding, and that they will then, they have another PCR test developed by Bill Gates, and they have another so-called vaccine, but the vaccine contains aluminium, which is a neurotoxin, and ricin, R-I-C-I-N, which is one of the top five most toxic things on the planet. Okay, and that is the vaccine allegedly for Marburg, which may be the next one. And so what we have to see is a lot of the adverse events they are labeling as the disease. And that's how this mechanism works. But in the previous ones, like in swine flu or in coronavirus, it turns out, as Dr. Warburg said, who uncovered the swine flu, you know, pandemic was entirely not based on any facts, and the PCR test and the exact mechanism was not working. He said then in 2009 it was the biggest scandal in history. So I think what people need to be aware of is that we have an immune system. So, and if people are given the information of nutrition, vitamin D, C, and zinc, they will work for many of these, if not all of these so-called infections, and that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin will work for any RNA virus in the presence of zinc. So the thing is, these viruses may exist, but they're not deadly. That's the thing. And everybody can protect themselves through their own immune system, through good nutrition and through doctors giving everything, giving the proper prevention and treatment, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc. So if these viruses exist, they don't, nobody needs die if they get the right treatment. So I think there is another one coming, which is Marburg, and it may be that they now know people have well woken up to COVID-19. The WHO is on track to declare another pandemic. And then if the governments with this, you know, overt, too much police power, and the police, if everybody look around, they're all dressed the same across the world, essentially as Robocops, and they're using the masks so that the police can hide their faces so that they won't be accountable, but that they're going to try and enforce these lockdowns. So we really have to continue on with the various court cases and build the momentum for people speaking out, because otherwise they really will be pushing on injecting people. And if they've had multiple injections previously in their lives for influenza and COVID-19, get a booster, influenza and Marburg, then those people will, you know, most of those people, their life expectancy will be drastically reduced. And there's, or even chronically so ill that there's no going back. And I think people will be entirely shocked around the world for what could happen in, you know, the next 6 months, year, 2 years.
That leads to that question, is how do we deal with those who have been vaxxed and refuse to consider that they may have made a mistake or they may require corrective action? I mean, how do we
To the
deal with
people that have been vaxxed, to detoxify them?
Are you there, Professor Carl? I think we've lost Professor. Are you there, Professor Carl?
I'm back.
Great, thank you. How do we deal with those who have been vaxxed and refuse to consider, and the psychological aspect Ms. Neelan-Cook will deal with, but on the physical aspect, how do we deal with those who may have made a mistake, or they believe they've made a mistake, or require corrective action? What do we do from a medical perspective, please?
So I suppose, again, when I came out in May 2020 publicly, I said that, you know, it's really important people do not get the spike protein, because the immune system remembers things for their entire lives. And this mRNA makes people into a genetically modified organism, so that in theory, the mRNA can be expressed for all of their lives. And we know there are other components in the injection, but it's very difficult to detoxify. Now, you know, we're not saying there's no hope, but, you know, it would require. So I've been calling from the very beginning, you know, 18 months ago, that we needed a lawful repository of the vials to help detoxify people. And the governments and the pharmaceutical industries did not make any of those available, and were really draconian measures were taken when people tried to lawfully ask for some of the vials. So we don't really have a systematic way of detoxifying people now. So, and you know, the methods that worked for SARS-CoV-2 or influenza-like illness may not work for the adverse events for what's in these vials. We also know there are some very toxic things in the vials that cause anaphylaxis, like polyethylene glycol, polysorbate 80, and other components, you know, and one of them is described as a medical device. And there seems to be metallic components as well, and publications of graphene oxide, which are all very difficult to detoxify, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you, Professor Carl. Ms. Neelan.